to break and came back from break here on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty. Dusty on vacation to the middle of next week. Mac Morey along with me for the next 10 days or so. Breaking news coming from the NFL involving your Kansas City Chiefs. It looks like we are playing on Monday Night Football. Mac, tell us the details.
There we go. Monday Night Football. Thank you, Janae, from the text line, which, of course, you can always be part of the show. 913-586-7965. Adam Schefter tweeted right as we went to break this season's first Monday Night Football game, September 14th. Denver Broncos versus the Chiefs. We do not know where this game's being played yet. We'll obviously find that out maybe even today.
It's going to be either Denver or Kansas City, I'm sure, right?
It's not Brazil.
Okay,
thank
good.
God.
We're not taking this one on the road to, you know, wherever.
But yeah, the Monday Night Football, first Monday Night Football game of the season. I don't believe this is a doubleheader. They're not doing those things this year.
Right, no, those are done.
That's over. This is solely Broncos, Chiefs. 8 p.m. Eastern time,
right.
7 p.m. KC time, and we'll see. Maybe it will be in Arrowhead.
Yeah, just the game site has not been determined yet. So September 14th, 8 p.m. Eastern, as Max said, 7 Central. The Broncos and Chiefs will open the season on Monday Night Football. The graphic they use features Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
And so there you go.
Yep.
So now you
know. Bo Nix, funny enough.
Well, that was funny because you had said to me in break, they go, yeah, they're showing Bo Nix too. I'm like, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, you're like, Patrick Mahomes, that means he's okay. I'm like, Bo Nix is in.
But the conversation was, right? Was the conversation not the last couple of weeks, even with Clark Hunt out there at those league meetings telling everybody, well, I don't know if we're going to play in that opener. We want to make sure that Mahomes is okay and all that opening night. Yeah, Monday Night Football.
Monday Night, exactly.
Now, it is the last game of the schedule that week of week one that you save the Chiefs and Broncos for the last game. So that extra 12 hours that Patrick Mahomes is going to have to heal by not playing on Sunday is going to get him over the hump. So what I'm getting at is, folks, as we told you the day after the injury happened, he was going to be fine. He would be here for opening day. He's the featured player in the graphic advertising the Chiefs and Broncos Monday Night Football to start the season. We don't know where yet, but we do know the Chiefs and Broncos are playing on Monday Night Football to start the season. I would imagine, Mac, and it's just me saying this, I would imagine that game's in Denver. They went to the AFC Championship game last year. We did not. They deserve to have that home opener in their building because of where they ended up the season last year. That's just my take on that one there. So I would think that that game would be out in Denver. I would think that's the right thing to do, is to put that game out in Denver and then have the game that matters at the end of the year here at Arrowhead Stadium. Because that game, I would imagine the game against Denver at the end of the year, the second game against Denver, could possibly be for the division.
Exactly.
You know,
it could be. It could be. The Chargers are going to be a part of that discussion as well. It could be a 3-horse race. But yeah, I honestly would rather it be at Denver week one.
I do too.
I want it to. Yeah, let's get that. Let's, because I don't think Denver's going to be, as any team, hitting on all cylinders week one. I want to play in Mile High right there in the
banged
the rough
up
environment.
Bo Nix,
yes, exactly. You know. I do think we did get a text in here from the 913. Imagine that game without Mahomes or Nix, because that could potentially be the case. No, I don't think that
no,
is
it's
the case.
It's not the case at all.
No.
It's not potentially the case. It's not going. Anybody who still thinks Patrick Mahomes is going to miss week one or any part of next season, barring a setback or another injury, obviously.
Yeah.
You haven't been listening to the show. I told you the day after he injured his leg that he will be back for the start of the season. I've continued to tell you that all along. He will be back for the start of the season.
He will.
Patrick Mahomes will be
there on
opening
day. And he's going to look like himself.
And he's
going to
look
like Mahomes.
100%.
Yes.
100% will look like himself. And you know what? Going to Denver and getting a win on Monday Night Football to start the season, Mac, I don't know about you, based on what happened last year up in Denver, and that was the game that allowed everybody to realize the wide receiver coach is ass, the play calling is predictable, the defense can't get off the field. Like, everything just came to a head in that game. To go out there potentially on Monday Night Football on opening night and win that game in Denver and give the bird to that crowd as we're leaving, and we're up 1-0 in the standings already, Denver's fighting to get to you after the first week of the season. They're spending the next 16 games chasing you because you took care of business in week one in Denver. That's a game and a half advantage for you, you know, because
100%.
A win just evens you. So you go out there and take care of business, man. You got yourself a great start. Couldn't be any better than opening night in Denver, getting a win over those Denver Broncos. F you, Denver.
In that hostile environment against the Donkeys, already down 1-0, and you said a game and a half. I call it two games because they know that one extra game they have to go play is going to be at Arrowhead now.
That's
and they're
exactly
already down
right.
one, so that would be... And also coming off of what last season was and how down bad the vibes were, not just the team, the fans, but everything about the organization, it was rough vibes. Starting off with a win at home against your biggest division rival.
Or on the road.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sorry, away in Mile High.
I'd rather have this thing be on the road. Yeah, Mac. I'm convinced I want it to be on the road.
Same.
Go out in those all whites. Maybe you throw a left-handed pass. Maybe you don't.
Yes, please.
But that will be the game because Denver's not going to know what you're about. Right? They're not going to know what Ken Walker is going to be like with this offense. They're not going to know how Chad Oshea has made an impact with the wide receivers. They're not going to know much about the defense. And obviously, we're not going to know as much about them as you would like going in, but I trust Andy Reid's going to have this team ready to roll and ready to go to face a banged up Bo Nix. I think there should be more concern, quite frankly, Mac, over Bo Nix's injury than Patrick Mahomes' injury.
Bo Nix has had repeated injuries. This has been a thing that he's dealt with, obviously, since high school, as Sean Payton let us all know.
Right.
And the pictures don't look great. He's not the one who's already working out and showing us awesome videos of him throwing on the football field. That's Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And he's dealing with an injury that we know of. It's an ACL tear. And it wasn't a gruesome ACL injury. It wasn't every ligament in his knee. And also, like, who's the one guy who you see doing preventative workouts consistently? With Bobby Stroop, it's Patrick Mahomes. Those flexibility, I'm going to bend in this weird way and kind of elongate this tendon and add more flexibility. Like, he has prepared for something bad like this to happen. I don't want to say that he was always knowing something catastrophic was going to happen to his knee, but he's still...
Odds are pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a quarterback. I get hit a lot. The way I play, I'm going to run outside the pocket. I'm going to use my legs. Yeah, he was ready for this. And his body, his work ethic, everything is pointing to the fact that not only will he be ready week one, he'll be Patrick Mahomes week one.
Yeah,
he will
just be
starting.
There's no limitations, Mac. There's absolutely going to be no limitations. When you go on a trip, you take your suitcase with you, you take your toothbrush, right? We all take that same type of stuff. And we go, Patrick Mahomes takes a trainer.
Yeah.
Okay. No matter where he is, he has a trainer alongside of him. People are out there going to tell me he ain't going to be ready to play football on September 14th against the Denver Broncos. Yeah.
He's holding his kid and walking up the Kauffman stairs over the weekend, guys. He's good to go.
He is fine. All right, Mac, who's having a tough Tuesday for you this week?
Tough Tuesday. How about this? How about the Boston Celtics? You're like, yeah, Mac, stop talking about your Celtics. The season's over. Yeah, I know, but the Sixers just got swept when they came back 3-1 against my Celtics team. This just shows you coaching, preparation. Joel Embiid, he looked great against Luka Garza and Nemus Keita. Wasn't as good against some actual big men over there in New York. It shows you the problems the Celtics have, the lack of adjustments that Joe Mazzulla was able to do. It kind of maximized or emphasized, rather, the problems that we already knew over there in Boston. After seeing a sweep there from New York, going, damn, dude, we're further behind than we thought.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the Boston Celtics for you have a tough Tuesday. For me, I'm sticking with the NBA as well. I'm going with the Lakers. I mean, last night they were swept away. Okay?
Yeah, see ya.
$90 to get in, which is unheard of in Los Angeles to get into a Laker game. No buzz. And then LeBron's now, you got this decision that you're going to have to deal with for the next couple of months, right? I mean, LeBron is not going to go lightly into that night. You know, he's going to be like, I feel like Aaron Rodgers. We're going to be asking ourselves every single day now that it is finally here, what is LeBron going to be doing as we move forward? And people are going to be following LeBron James, wondering what he's going to be doing. The good news is, though, in the NBA, we'll probably know by July 1st, right? I mean, that's usually the start of the league year for the NBA. Everybody makes their decisions like that day, and everybody just seemingly moves forward. It's not going to be one of these Aaron Rodgers things where you just let it drag out and drag out and drag out. Sure. I think we will potentially know soon about LeBron James, but that marriage in Los Angeles has got to end. It needs to be over, and he needs to go back to Cleveland, I guess, and kind of finish his career where it started. That's kind of the way that I think about it.
Yeah, I guess.
But I mean, like, I don't know if he's even a coveted player or somebody. Like, if you're the Knicks and you don't win the championship this year, do you want LeBron?
No, it's just probably too much trouble. As a basketball player, if I was just getting his basketball skills, sure.
Sure.
But everything that comes with LeBron James and his whole deal, like, it's a lot, man. It's a lot. And that Lakers tenure, maybe we could talk about that sometime this week. It's an interesting discussion. Was that a success?
I don't know the answer to that question. I'm going to say no, because it really didn't result in a championship.
I know. No one really cares about that championship.
That's a bubble.
The thing.
It doesn't count.
Everyone's the Disney Mickey Mouse championship. Way to go.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, it's like everybody looks at that and goes, probably doesn't matter. Coming up here on 96.5 The Fan, we're at the quarter point of the season already. We'll tell you who wins and who loses next.
Fesco and Dusty.
Every Hardee's is closed.
Well, that's Doc.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.